Hey there, Night Owls. Welcome back to Nightly Calm, your nightly dose of tranquility and sleep-inducing wisdom. I'm your host, Jake Cotter, here to help you navigate the chaotic world and find a little peace before you drift off. Ever feel like your mind is racing faster than a cheetah on caffeine? Like there's a never-ending to-do list swirling around in your head, keeping you up at night? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving deep into the power of journaling tonight, because sometimes the best way to quiet that mental storm is to put pen to paper or fingers to keyboard. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Journaling isn't that just for angsty teenagers and self-help gurus. Listen, I get it. But trust me on this one. Journaling isn't about overanalyzing every thought or writing a daily masterpiece. It's about creating space literally to let your thoughts flow freely without judgment. And here's the magic part. When you give yourself permission to just write, without any pressure to be perfect or deep, you unlock a whole new level of clarity. It's like taking out the trash in your brain, clearing out all that clutter so you can feel lighter and more peaceful. Here are 5 key takeaways from this night's common conversation about journaling. First, journaling is about authenticity. Forget fancy words or intricate prose. Just write whatever comes to mind. It can be anything from a grocery list to a stream of consciousness round about the traffic jam you endured. The point is to get your thoughts out there in the open. Think of it like talking to your best friend, but on paper. Second, there's no right or wrong way to journal. Some people prefer bullet points, others go for free-flowing prose. Some love elaborate doodles and illustrations. Find what works for you and make it your own. Remember, this is your personal space to express yourself freely. Third, journaling isn't just about the past or present. It can also be a powerful tool for shaping your future. By writing down your goals, dreams, and aspirations, you're essentially making them more tangible and real. It's like planting seeds. The more you write about them, the more likely they are to grow. Fourth, journaling can help you gain valuable self-awareness. When you start paying attention to your thoughts and feelings on paper, patterns emerge. You might notice certain triggers that cause stress or recurring themes that show up in your life. This self-awareness can be incredibly empowering. It allows you to understand yourself better and make conscious choices that align with your values. And finally, journaling is a simple yet profound act of self-care. Taking even just a few minutes each day to write can help reduce stress, improve mood, and boost creativity. Think of it as a mini meditation session for your mind, a chance to unplug from the constant noise of the world and connect with yourself on a deeper level. Okay, let's get real for a sec. Remember that time you had one of those days where everything just seemed to go wrong? You know, the kind where the coffee machine broke, you missed your bus, and then spilled lunch all over yourself. Yeah, I've been there. But here's what saved me. Grabbing a notebook and venting it all out. Instead of letting those negative emotions fester and spiral, I wrote down everything that was bothering me. It felt like releasing a pressure valve, letting all the steam escape in a safe and healthy way. And guess what? By the time I finished writing, I felt lighter, calmer, and ready to tackle the rest of the day. So, remember this. Journaling isn't just about writing down your thoughts, it's about processing them, understanding them, and ultimately releasing them. It's a powerful tool for finding inner peace, even on the most chaotic of days. Now, let me leave you with a few key takeaways to remember as you drift off tonight. Journaling is a gift, a chance to connect with yourself on a deeper level. Be authentic, be honest, and just write whatever comes to mind. Remember, there's no right or wrong way to journal. Use it to process your emotions, gain self-awareness, and set intentions for the future. Ready to try it? Grab a notebook, light a candle, put on some calming music, create your own little sanctuary, and then just start writing. See you tomorrow night for another dose of nightly calm. Until then, sleep well.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.